T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the phone is Dr. Jeff Mullen, an assistant professor at the University at Buffalo Neurosurgery. He's also a neurosurgeon. Jeff, thanks for joining us to talk about some of the medical jargon that people are going to be hearing a lot of, and frankly have already been hearing a lot of over the last several weeks and months. It's the difference between spinal fusion versus disc replacement. If somebody has a herniated disc in their neck or in their back, what exactly does it mean if somebody's getting a spinal fusion, and what does it mean when somebody's getting a disc replacement? What's the difference between the two?
Sure. First, thanks for having Mike. Always happy to try and help out as best I can. Without knowing the specific situation, I'm talking generalities. So first thing is our bones are made up. We have spines. We have bones and discs in between those bones acting as cushions. And as we age, unfortunately, those discs sometimes wear out and get herniated. And so as surgeons, sometimes we need to do surgery, go and remove those discs and do something to hold those bones together. So the gold standard, historically, we've taken the disc out completely and put something in between those disc spaces to hold the bones together, and that's a fusion. So they lose the range of motion at that level. And a lot of times when we're doing that surgery, the patients have already degenerated and worn out the disc a good bit, so there's not much motion at that level before surgery. After surgery, obviously, the fusion, they lose that range of motion. There's some downsides to that. People worry about it. It puts more stress on the other levels above or below where you do the surgery. It could lead to more degeneration of those other levels in an accelerated fashion, which could mean they need more surgery eventually down the line. So then a relatively newer technique, not brand new, but it's not as well studied as the decades of spinal fusion, is disc replacement, where we take the disc out, and instead of putting something to fuse those bones together, it's sort of almost an artificial joint where it allows the spine to maintain some range of motion at that segment. And I think that's really where we are right now, unfortunately, with Jack, is some surgeons saw him and believe he's a candidate for that surgery. And I guess some other surgeons saw him, doesn't think he needs that surgery, needs a fusion more. Without knowing the specifics, it's hard to say exactly which one he needs. I think that the good news is another interview I gave was that there is some debate about which surgery he needs. Unfortunately, like Eric Wood a couple years ago for the Bills, he had a real problem. And he ever said he needed surgery. He had a spinal cord injury and needed the surgery in that order, and his playing days are over. So the fact we're having this discussion with Jack, I think we need to be a little bit optimistic that he has a bright future left for him that can be treated one way or the other. And unfortunately, he's lost some time with the past couple months trying to figure this out.
And obviously, we're speaking broadly about this topic, as you had mentioned in your answer there, that we don't know the specifics of Jack Eichel's situation, exactly, what's going on in particular with him. But I mean, here we are, there's a lot of research on spinal fusion, not as much on disc replacement. I guess when it comes to the average person, I'm not a pro athlete. Most of our listeners are not pro athletes. Would most of the time as a doctor, you recommend spinal fusion for somebody who is just not a pro athlete? And, is the game a lot different when there's a professional involved?
I think that's the big thing, is these professional athletes are not the average person like you or I. They're operating at such a high level, 99.99 percentile of society, that any sort of little change in the performance takes Jack from being, a superstar to, a third liner. And that's a significant difference. I think that's a concern, is he's at such a high level that they're trying to keep him there and do with what's best known. And the fusion is more well, studied and understood. I think it's the Sabre's stance on it. And his stance is, even though it's not as more well known, there are less, there's lost range of motion and adjacent level disease and all those things. I think his argument is saying why he's trying to do less, and whatever doctor he talked about, the displaced, I think, planting that seed in his head.
One thing that I'm always interested in learning about is just the varying perspectives of people within the same industry. You know, you had mentioned that there's some doctors that would recommend spinal fusion, whereas the disc replacement, there's the jury's still out on it in the long term. Obviously, again, I hate to beat a dead horse here, but we don't know the exact situation with Jack Eichel. But I mean, what's your thoughts overall on disc replacement when it comes to the idea of people seeking that as an option? There's not a lot of research on it, but, you know, at this point, given what we know now, I mean, is that something that you think you would ever recommend to someone?
Yeah, I recommend it in a certain population. So I think, like a lot of things, it sounds a lot better than it is. And in a lot of things in medicine, you got to pick out the right option for the right patient. It's not an option for everybody. There are some patients whose discs are too degenerated. They have multiple levels of disc degeneration where doing disc replacement wouldn't be in the patient's best interest. So in a patient where it's a young patient with a more of a single level disease with maintaining good disc height, it's a disc replacement is more than an option. So I do have a subset of patients where I would consider it for, but it's, you know, they need to be the right patient for me to offer that.
Dr. Jeff Mullen is a neurosurgeon and an assistant professor at the University at Buffalo Neurosurgery. Dr. Mullen, any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, I mean, I think the big thing is that I'm happy that Jack is doing well and he's not needing emergency surgery, but it's concerning that he's going this long without getting answers. The longer things go, I think I tell my patients the worse that the chance of recovery would be if the nerves keep getting damaged. So I without knowing exactly what's going on, I wish him the best. I wish the Sabres the best, and thank you for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.